almost completely except a few practical matters. And you walk on this straight, this path of now. I sometimes describe it as a tightrope of now. And that is the flowering of human consciousness. If you walk the tightrope of now, and on a tightrope, to walk a tightrope, you have to be very present, totally present, every step. There's no little me, you can't remember your problems on the tightrope, you would fall off immediately. Even fear, you can't fear the next step, you would fall off immediately. There's only this step. And there's a total presence with every step. And this is the state that is arising, and it's only in that utter and complete presence that the little me dissolves, and all the problems that cling to the little me, in fact, make up its very existence. They fall away, they cannot survive in intense presence. Look at any problem in your life, no matter how serious it looks, and see if it can survive when your attention is totally here. And then you become what you have always been, which is consciousness itself, the field of still presence that underlies everything. So the person dissolves. The heaviness is gone. That's the fulfillment of your human existence. Now, it doesn't matter how much longer this form then exists. A few weeks, 50 years, doesn't make that much difference. Fulfillment is, this flowering is the realization of who you are. But you wouldn't be able to say very much about it through the mind. If somebody asks, who are you? There may just be a stillness. And now the strange thing is, from the point of view of the mind, it looks as if you knew less about who you are than before. And it's true. It is a voluntary embracing of the state, and this is also key, a voluntary embracing and saying yes to the state of not knowing anything anymore. That's why it's so frightening to the little ego. An embracing of not knowing, and not this vast power in that not knowing. There's whatever you need to know at any moment, which is always this moment, will arise out of what looks like the state of ignorance to the mind. Whatever you need to know, or anything you need to do to know at any moment, wherever, in relationships, in any situation, arises out of the state of not knowing. So to become comfortable, happy with not knowing. It's a great thing to discover if you work with people as a therapist, counselor, but of course everywhere, to become, not to think, how can I help this person? People sometimes come to me, sometimes with a story, sometimes a difficult story, less so these days with stories. But how could I possibly help? I could try to work out how I'm going to, I don't know. I'm happy with not knowing. So allowing the space of not knowing. And now this reply, this is the consciousness, it applies to your entire existence. It's fine. not to know, and then you stay with the not knowing, which is the stillness. And whatever is needed suddenly comes. It may come as words, as an action, as simply an emanation of love. It happens, so it's no longer the totality. Life moves through, and then you return to the state of not knowing. And it could be a simple thing like going for a walk and watching everything around you in that attentive alertness. You're not walking there as a little me with its problems. You're walking as a field of awareness that looks at the universe, the phenomenal universe, and its beauty, not needing to impose mental noise on anything, interpret, just don't need to know what this tree is called. I mean, you might know it, but it's no longer important. It won't interfere with the beauty of that moment, where you just no longer at the heaviness of a person walking through the street. A field of consciousness, of awareness, and you look at the world and you see, oh, if you had a few thoughts in your head, you would say, this is good, every moment is good. And God saw his, her, its creation, and can't remember the exact words, and saw that it was good. You look, that which looks through your eyes at the world is then pure consciousness, the light of it, that emanates from the source, the light that emanates from the one source, looks through your eyes, sense perceptions, and loves its creation, because you created it. You are consciousness, appearing as form, and it's good. So you